This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon. Coming up, a little girl's struggle to see her sixth birthday. But first, there are television shows, including American Idol and Making the Band, who've stirred up young singers who are eager to make it to the top. But a number of their peers aren't interested in that kind of crass commercial enterprise. NPR's Netta Ulaby profiles one such musician who thrives on a different kind of success.
Adam Gorin writes songs that are deeply personal, perhaps even obsessively self-referential.
You know, I tend to write them about things that I love, people I hate, things I hate, and just stuff that I think about.
Gorin's songs frequently mock himself and his friends. Take this birthday ballad to his good friend, Ralph.
You're breaking hearts and you're breaking guitars. Today's your birthday and you don't even know how old you are. You're in love with every woman from Tyler. You went swimming in the ocean with my goddamn dialer. You used to be fat, I think then. I like you best because now you're skinny. I'm chubby.
Gorin's idiosyncratic music mixes shameless emoting with cheeky in-jokes, all wrapped in a retro 80s sound that comes from a high-tech synthesizer called a sequencer. Together, they perform under the name Adam and His Package. Earlier this month, a couple hundred fans flocked to a Washington, D.C. nightclub to see him. They ranged from teenage girls with skateboards.
The songs are really funny.
To an enthusiastic off-duty Marine.
It's thinker's music, really. It's geek punk rock. It's great.
Gorin has no qualms about being a geek. To him, it's basically the same as being a rebel. That attitude, he says, was shaped in high school, and it's one he shares with fans like Nick, who's still in high school himself.
It's something about a guy who can just write about, like, taking over his school to a synthesizer and making it sound somewhat badass at the same time so poppy. I think it takes a special type of man.
Punk Rock Academy is a crowd favorite at Adam and His Package shows. He plays over 200 a year. That's not counting the bar mitzvahs.
At the Punk Rock Academy, where all the students, they're diagnosed with ADD.
The school was very, very sport-oriented, and I was, you know, a definite misfit in that school.
Gorin studied neuroscience, but after college, he ditched his degree and threw himself into the Philadelphia music scene. When his punk band broke up, some friends in another band invited Gorin to accompany them on tour.
They were like, oh, you should bring your fun box or whatever, like we called it at that point, and you should play some, like, a song before we play. And I was like, oh, that'd be fun. I have nothing else to do on this trip.
And Adam and His Package took on a life of its own.
I can't fly! I can't dance!
A lot of people probably don't even think that I'm, like, making any music at all. It's like, oh, he's just pressing the demo button and just making up stupid words to the Casio demonstration.
I travel the world with my band in a box, and I'm locked 10 times harder than your average punk rock band.
Adam and His Package has released 5 CDs, and he's working on a 6th. Some of his fans are so devout, they send the package fan mail, written in binary code. But Gorin professes embarrassment about the name.
There are a lot of jokes about the package and all that stuff, and part of me takes complete blame for that, and it's completely my fault for naming it something this stupid, but I've heard every joke about it, and
Gorin admits he sets himself up, and not just because of the package. His topics are unique in the pop canon. One of his songs calls the owner of the Washington Redskins something absolutely unmentionable on public radio. And he targets celebrities with songs like Tim Allen is not very funny and Sting cannot possibly be the same guy who was in The Police. One song, called Pumping Iron for Enya, documents Gorin's quest to buff up just in case he meets the new age singer.
Yeah.
Although Goran's songs are generally funny, he takes his music very seriously. He helps to run a flourishing independent label called File 13. It handles about 8 bands, and some of them are attracting notice from larger labels. But with Adam and his package, Goran strips the do-it-yourself credo down to its essentials. For better or for worse, it's just him and the package.
There's no one else in the band to say, like, oh, that's not really a good idea. That song's actually really not good.
But online music critic Glenn McDonald thinks that Goran's songs are good. He likes his uninhibited and spontaneous sensibility.
And so you listen to Adam's music like, I don't know, like you read people's journals on the web, because it's so much less filtered.
And McDonald says Goran manages to find truth in the silly and mundane. He cites one song about haphazardly renovating a house. It's called I'm Downright Amazed at What I Can Destroy with Just a Hammer.
And it does sound like he's actually amazed. Like, a small piece of his life has changed. He didn't know how fragile our infrastructure is and how easy it is to disassemble parts of it. An interesting thing to learn and an interesting thing to listen to somebody learn.
Me and Jen and Brian brought a pretty little home. It was cheaper, shall we split it? And we're fixing it up. So Mr. Sokol does everything. Rewires, fixes cracks. I can only break walls, move stuff, and get snacks. And I am downright amazed at what I can destroy with just a hammer. And I am downright amazed at what I can destroy with just a hammer.
In an era of slickly promoted music where everything seems to fall into programmable categories, Adam and his package eludes even loose labels like post-punk and neo-novelty. He just plays. Neda Ulibi, NPR News, Washington.
Together. And I am down.